You know, one of the best things that Islam has, that no other religion has been able to maintain, is prayer.
Today, I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifi.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight, and I'm your host, Mehdi. Please stay with us. Today's great tip, the profoundness of worship and its relationship to our ubudiyah, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Welcome back, dear friends. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about the profoundness of worship and how it's related to our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. So it's kind of important for us to know how profound and how deep this worship of the Almighty Allah can be. And when we realize the profoundness and the depth of the beauty and the spiritual power that worship has, of course, we will be able to improve and power up and level up and really enhance our ubudiyah, enhance our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. And so it's kind of a hand-in-hand relationship here. When we are able to understand how profound worship is and how profoundly worship can affect us and have an influence on us, you know, then our ubudiyah becomes to, along those lines, become more pure and more potent, you know, and it opens up these spiritual doors and spiritual dimensions that perhaps we weren't aware of earlier on in our spiritual journey. So, of course, when we look at worship, you know, it is an act which we kind of outwardly see that it is a type of humility in the presence of the Almighty Allah. And, of course, worship in general, when you look at its various different aspects or its various different forms, because worship does have various different forms and types, all of them, in one way or the other, they go back to this idea of humbleness and humility before the Almighty Allah. But this is just the outward aspect of the worship. Worship has a much deeper profoundness when you kind of look into it. Worship, in reality, it stems from an individual's very soul. So if you look deep within yourself, you will see that there is that someone whom we philosophically call me, you know. So it's interesting, we say this is my hand and this is my heart and this is my body and these are my eyes. So that my that we philosophically refer to, that my or that innate me is the soul. And this worship, it stems from the soul and the depths of the soul. It springs forth, if you will, from this deep ma'rifa, this deep irfan, or this deep gnosis, this deep spiritual knowledge that an individual has. And of course, there's various different things that we can do in order to increase this spiritual knowledge and make sure that this worship comes from the depths of our soul. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Arifin. Please stay with me. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, tongues fall short of attaining praise of you proper to your majesty. Intellects are incapable of grasping the core of your beauty. Eyes fail before gazing upon the glories of your face. And you have assigned to your creatures no way to know you, save incapacity to know you.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
You know, one of the best things that Islam has that no other religion has been able to maintain is prayer. Muslims are the most prayerful people in the world. If you travel the world today, you will find that in any public place where prayer is allowed, you will find 95%, if not more, is occupied by Muslims. Why is that? It's because God has enjoined upon us 5 daily prayers. Aqim as-salat, God says, uphold prayer. And prayer has been strategically placed in our period of 24 hours to ensure that mankind is constantly managed in not to go astray. And the Quran states, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Indeed, prayer keeps you away from wrongdoing and evil. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. And it is a great remembrance. Prayer implies a reenactment, a refreshing of one's purpose in life. And submitting to God is proof precisely for that. And you find that God has enjoined the 5 daily prayers with strict regulations on how it should be done. And one of the most profound characters of the prayer of the Muslims is the unity factor and the factor of not seeing one individual higher than the other on the economic strata. Meaning a king and a slave could both be praying, and when they go into submission to God, you would not know the difference. When they're standing, they're bowing, or in other words, genuflecting and bowing, you will not see any difference between the two, which is exactly what God wants us to understand, that status to God is the one who's submissive. Quran says, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." The most honorable to God is one who is God conscious, one who submits to the prescriptions of God from a moral position. And you find that today in the world, among all great religions, you find that unfortunately, the major Abrahamic faiths, you find that prayer is very, very low within those communities, especially when it comes to public praying. And certainly, as far as the quantity of prayer is concerned, the 5 daily prayers, I don't think anybody is able to trump that against the Muslims. And what that has done is that it has kept the flag of Islam practically and pragmatically to be prevalent in the world as a great moral resource for human progression. Muhammad, Ya Rasul Allah. يا حبيب الله محمد يا خليل الله محمد يا
Welcome back, dear listeners. So we're talking about the profoundness of worship and how it's related to our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. So, you know, we said that the more we understand and realize and comprehend and fathom and imagine the profoundness of worship and ubudiyya in general, then our worship and our ubudiyya, our servitude, our obedience to the Almighty Allah reciprocally increases, right? So the more we have knowledge of the profoundness of worship, the more we end up having a more powerful form of ubudiyya, worship, servitude, and obedience to Allah. So this, what we had said that, of course, this worship and ubudiyya, it stems from an individual's very soul, from the deepest part of one's inside, if you will. And of course, it springs forth from ma'rifah, this inner knowledge, spiritual knowledge. But it also, you know, it emanates from cognition and our understanding of at least the base reality that is around us. It also originates from piety, from taqwa, from God consciousness. It radiates from adoration, this love of the Almighty Allah. It derives from admiration, this admiration of the Almighty Allah. And fundamentally, when you go into the depths of this very beautiful concept of worship, you will find that it is there to seek refuge and assistance in the Almighty Allah, and that it comes about from the love of perfections. And of course, the most perfect of all perfections is the Almighty Allah. Very profound, you know, indeed, when we kind of reflect over what we're saying, you know, that you have to, again, know the reality of the world around you, life and death and temporary and materialistic aspects and spiritual aspects and aspects of the hereafter. This God consciousness, taqwa, of course, a very fundamental pillar of ubudiyya, this adoration of the Almighty Allah, this admiration of the Almighty Allah, you know, seeking refuge and assistance and help from the Almighty Allah, having belief in the Almighty Allah, having trust in the Almighty Allah, you know, relying completely on the Almighty Allah, realizing that we are dependent upon the Almighty Allah, you know, and of course, you know, fundamentally it comes from this deep love that an individual has for the Almighty Allah. Because he is the most perfect, he is the most kind, he is the most compassionate, he is the closest one to us. He is the one who listens to everything that we have to say. He even listens to everything that we don't physically say. Perhaps we think or we speak from our heart. He is there who gives us joy. He gives us happiness. He helps us when we're sad. He helps us when we're falling down. All of these various different things. And the list goes on and on and on. And this is where, from the depth of the soul, an individual's worship comes about from, and it is truly this profoundness of worship that leads us to this beautiful form of ubudiyya, the worship, servitude, and obedience to Allah. Much for listening to this episode of the program Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah. Oh.
nasir. Hasbunallah, hasbunallah.